This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, bro, we're back. Episode 49. Damn, it's almost the 50. Almost
Happy New Year, bro.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
I'm just recovered from yard on Sunday. What about you?
It's a good time. No, I don't know why. Maybe I paced myself a little better. Mixed in a water right around 9 a.m.
Yeah.
I think I'm good.
All right.
Recovered kind of quick.
That was another
was
epic day.
That was epic.
But just Texans.
I mean, Niners, dude.
Or Niners, yeah.
Not even Texans. Screw the Niners. Shanahan, you're such a little...
I know. You don't go for it on fourth and one, dude.
Thanks for screwing us, dude.
All right. Well, let's get to where we always start with LA,
week.
Right?
It's a new week.
Let's start with the Lakers, 3 in a row.
Lakers,
I mean,
3 in a row.
Let's relax though. We beat Blazers sucked this year. We beat T Wolves without Towns,
and then we beat the Queens.
But
Queens.
We're above 500. Let's go.
Yeah. Why is I got an issue though? Why is LeBron talking trash? You just beat the Kings. I mean,
well, I think is it because Tristan was on the sideline? Tristan Thompson. He has like his fifth kid, dude.
What did he say to him? He yelled something to him.
He says, "I'm a bad bitch, motherfucker," or something like
you
that.
You know who I am, or something. You know, do you know who I am? I am.
Remember that guy? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who do you think you are?
I am. Who do you think I am? But a LeBron, 8 of 9, 30 point games. He's on a roll.
He is on a roll with just no help, though. It's insane how little help he has.
Remember, we said we needed a fourth player to step up with AD out? Dude, Monk's been on fire. I'm liking that.
Monk has been on fire. What's the date? When is AD due back?
Oh, shit, man. Maybe a couple weeks. I know Nung might be coming back soon. And you know, Vogel says he's going to get a ton of minutes. I don't know. THT looked good, but he's been horrible. So that's one good game out of like a week. I don't know.
Remember how he started off so good?
I know. Back,
we thought he was so good.
Now can we give a round of applause? Westbrook, no turnovers in 407 games.
Oh my God. That's a dude. Frame that on the wall.
That is unbelievable, dude. I don't think he wants to get traded, right? He's like, he's done something he hasn't done for like 5 years.
I know, that's so uncanny of him. Uncanny of Westbrook, but I don't know. Is this a new Westbrook? But remember, we did see that stat. Okay, we talked about this earlier. There was that stat that, like, Westbrook, whatever team he goes to, he is terrible for the first 3 months.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? The first 3 months of the season are over. So is this where he turns it around? And he's had a history of that. Every single team that he started with, that he's gone to, the first 3 months of being in that organization, he's been dog shit. Now?
Yeah. I hope so, man, because
this is the time.
This is
the time right now.
I don't know. So we got... what do we got? Friday Hawks. They sucked. I think they are on, all their guys are out on COVID. And then Sunday is the big game. We play Memphis again. I feel like we played them like 10 times.
That's a big one.
So how about
keep this going?
How about we go for our fourth straight and then Sunday maybe sneak out a win? I don't know. Memphis has been on fire.
Because let's see. Yeah, we got Atlanta. We got Memphis. Then we got the Queens again. But then
Queens again?
Easy after that, dude. Yeah, we got the Queens again on Wednesday. And then like, boom, we got back to back Denver and Utah.
Denver and Utah. Okay. Hey, with the Grammys canceled, do we still have to do that Grammy road trip? But yeah, the schedule's already out. Huh?
We are. Yeah. They're doing the Grammys road trip. It's actually at the end of January. So it's coming up here in a couple weeks. But it's not too bad of a road trip. I don't. Take your poison, to be honest. I'm looking at the road trip right now. It's Orlando, Miami, Brooklyn, Philly, Charlotte, Atlanta.
Some tough games.
There are some tough games in there, but.
I don't know. I think they're listening to us. They said we're going to trade DeAndre. There we go. We got to get rid of DeAndre.
Why did we even have him to begin with? What do you do here? What do you do here?
I don't know, man. And then Bazemore, that guy's been terrible. I think they said they're going to try to trade both of them so we could sign Stanley Johnson, who's been good.
Take it. We'll take it. I'm looking at the schedule right here. They do have a back-to-back coming up in January. So they got Thursday night at Philly and then Friday night at Charlotte. You hammer Charlotte, right?
Yeah, back to back.
Hammer Charlotte.
Well, it depends. Will AD be back by then?
I don't know, because I'm looking at his injury. His injury is retro to December 18th. They said it was going to be 4 weeks, so it should be, that should potentially, hopefully, be his first week back. But
okay, but then you never know with him. It'll be day to day.
He might need an extra week, and you know, he might do AD things. But
I was looking at our expectations. I think what people were saying, we got to shoot for like the 5 seed this year. Is that fine? I mean.
Can I just predict? Can I predict one thing that's going to happen?
What?
AD is going to get back. AD is going to get back, I'm going to say, like the last week of January. Him and LeBron are going to play together, lights out for 1 week, and then LeBron's going to get hurt. I'm just predicting right now. I don't want to say knock on wood. No. Don't cancel me. Don't cancel me, Laker fans.
I hope you're wrong.
I feel like isn't that how it's been the past, like, 2 years? Hasn't it just been like that?
Post-championship, it has been.
I just feel it's like you can't keep them both on the court healthy ever. It's just difficult.
But I mean, we keep saying, are we even gonna? We can't beat the Suns, or Clay's back Sunday, dude. We can't beat the Warriors either, right?
I mean, everybody's beatable. I just don't think in a seven game series, I don't see how we beat them with this team that we have right now. That's why I'm really hoping we get some more key pieces. But 7 game series, no way. I don't see it. I don't want to be that negative Ned, dude.
You never know.
Just being realistic here.
Let's go. Let's win the next two. We're at home the next two, right? Let's go 5-0 on the homestand. Let's do it, bro.
Yeah, next two at home. And they're winnable games, I think. Atlanta is very winnable. And I think Memphis, we can beat Memphis.
Yeah, we can
beat Memphis.
We've had some tight games with them. Just got to close it out. We can beat Memphis. How many turnovers is Westbrook going to have next game, dude? After a 0 over 15.
Over under. I'll take the under in that. I don't think it'll be 15. I'll take the under.
Over-under is probably set at like 9.
I was going to say 11. So
okay.
If it's at 9, I'll take the over.
Public's all over the under now, right, after the 0 turnover game?
Well, especially after now. We just talked about it too. You know, people are touting us right now. The line. I'm watching the line right now. It's moving in Vegas.
Okay. Well, that's enough Lakers talk. On the screen right here, do you know who Hub Arkush is? You haven't heard about this week until he says he's not voting for Rodgers because he's a jerk.
But can I just point out one thing before we get into this?
Yeah.
Of course, this dude is a Chicago-based radio.
Yeah, of course, man.
Rivalry in NFL. Of course, Chicago guy is going to say all this.
And honestly, good for him because I haven't heard of him until this day. So, you know, he did this kind of – everyone's talking about him, so good for him, right?
Yeah, for the brand. He's doing it for the brand.
What are your thoughts on that? Rodgers came out. He said this guy's a bum. I have no idea who this guy is.
I got a lot of thoughts on it, to be honest. I'm going to start with this. Let me preface real quick right here that I've never been a Rodgers guy. I'm not a Rodgers guy. I'm indifferent. I don't like him. I don't hate him. I just don't have anything against him. If anything, the problem is he went to Cal. I was a UCLA guy. That's the only knock I have on him. Hands down right now, I think – no question in my mind, he's the best quarterback in the NFL. I can say that with confidence. I think he is the best quarterback in the NFL right now at this moment. There's nobody better than him. I'm sorry, TB12.
Hey, TB12.
We've taken a step back. Aaron Rodgers.
As far as this year, I'll give you that. Yes, he's been the best player all year.
He legitimately has an argument to win MVP back-to-back years.
Yeah.
I know we've both been big on Jonathan Taylor. Don't disagree.
And now Vegas is saying Rodgers minus 400, so it's going to be Rodgers unless a lot of writers think this guy's too big of a jerk because he's not vaccinated. I don't know.
And here's what I was thinking. What I was thinking a lot with this story is us being Dodger fans.
Yeah.
How much could we not stand Barry Bonds? All those years Barry Bonds won the MVP and home run titles. Mm-hmm. How much did that just get under our skins?
But he was always the best player though.
Barry Bonds the best player. Like, as much as it pissed us off, was he the best player?
That's all that matters, right?
So, I mean, granted, Aaron Rodgers is the best player in my mind right now in this league. I think he deserves the MVP. I think he should be the MVP. And we all knew this, that he was probably going to win it even after all this vaccinated.
I know. Number one seed, best record in the league, number one seed. The one he didn't play, they lost to the Chiefs, right? Remember, they barely moved the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Kupp and Jonathan Taylor are great years, but I think they're – well, Colts, see, without Taylor, I'm not sure the Colts would be anywhere. But
and here's the thing. Honestly, I think I read an article where people were like wanting to give Rodgers crap that like, oh, you let your team down. You put your team, you put your fans, you disappointed your whole entire organization by what you did cost you a game.
But
you
know what?
No, that game didn't matter.
No players have said anything bad about him. So what are they saying? Who are these?
It's a writer. I read an article. It's a stupid article. But to me, in my mind, it's like, dude, are we that up the NFL's ass? Are we just sucking on everything the NFL gives us that we really going to believe that one game was going to make a difference for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers? If anything, that was genius on his part to not play against the Chiefs, because now you could face them in the Super Bowl. They haven't seen you this season yet.
Oh, I know.
They haven't seen you.
It's a great point.
Instant advantage, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Why is everybody getting all pissed about this, dude?
No, it's also brings it back to remember week one when they got killed the Saints. We're like, remember we thought we hammered Rodgers because, and then but ever since then, what have they lost? What, two games?
R E L A X, bro.
Yeah. What were we going to say? The last thing.
What I was going to say was just like honestly, like I think this from the beginning, this story of him being not vaccinated and him being a liar, I think the whole entire thing was overblown. Again, I am not an Aaron Rodgers guy, but I have definitely been siding with Aaron Rodgers on all of this. Yeah. And I'm going to bring up another story real quick right now, which I think is everybody just wants to hate on Aaron Rodgers right now for the vaccination thing. Why are we reading articles? Why are people posting bullshit about Aaron Rodgers is such a bad person because he hugged Aaron Andrews after their interview on Christmas Day.
People are saying that.
Have you not read all that drama? No, came out.
Actually, dude. I did hear about it. He's like, dude, we're best friends, her and I. They've known each other for.
I mean, I think they're a little bit more than best friends, if you ask me personally. But that's just my opinion. That does not reflect the views of this entire podcast.
Hey, dude, I'm gonna call Daryl Sutter, bro. Or no, what's his name?
Jared Stoll.
Sorry.
Sutter's the coach, bro. I'm sure he's not hitting that, dude.
Oh, okay.
But dude, okay, so like he hugs her after the interview. He does like a 5-minute interview with her on Christmas Day after the Christmas Day game. The cameras switch over and he gives her a hug, Merry Christmas, see you later. They go their separate ways. And it's like, dude, we have to like really scrutinize this. Like, oh, he hugged her. They were less than 6 feet apart. It's like, dude, the guy's already had COVID. Nobody cares.
I love Twitter. Really? I love Twitter, but it's a bad space. Dude,
the blue checkmark army just wants to find something to hate on him for.
I know it's bad. It's all woke. The woke mob is all over Twitter. That's what I hate it for. But, I don't know. He's going to be the MVP, and that guy, good for Hubbard Koosh. Everyone knows you, but not for a good reason. And
Aaron Rodgers is MVP. I hope Aaron Rodgers is MVP to give everybody the middle finger.
And you were also saying you want him to win it all too at this point, right?
Kinda. And you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen because that's just going to give these blue check mark fools on Twitter. That's going to give them a field day for just them to be angry at. Like, how did this guy won the Super Bowl when he's such a terrible person? Like, no, dude, you guys are losers. Go back in your mom's basement. Aaron Rodgers is the best player in the league.
And speaking,
I hope he wins the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, it's not official yet, but do you see LA, dude? News, gruesome. No, we're not getting
breaking news, bro. You sent me that. You sent me that.
It's they're looking to maybe move it to Texas. I don't know, dude. Indoor mass. Yeah. What do you have? Yeah.
I actually haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything new. So that's the first I've heard of it. So I mean, you're breaking news here, dude.
I know. Per our boy Arash, who hopefully one day will come on, he said, indoor mass is what until February 15th. The Super Bowl is February 13th. And then. And what else?
2 days. It's
going to be 2 days. 2 days. And then with all the case, I don't know, man. I can't keep up, bro.
Here's the thing. I don't want the Super Bowl to be moved because I want to see it in LA. I think the Super Bowl, I'm actually more excited about the Super Bowl halftime. We got to get credentials, dude.
How are we supposed to get our
credentials? What's our producers? Our producer going to be back from Europe by then? Our producers needs to work on getting us some press passes. I don't want to have to pull a Prez with the fake mustache and everything and try to get into Super Bowl, you know, Radio Row.
Oh, exactly, man.
I'll be very honest. I'm more excited for the Super Bowl halftime show than I actually am the game at this point because I can't wait to see Snoop and
that's
Dre.
That's another reason.
You got to do that in LA.
All those guys. I know, dude. We got to do it, dude.
But at the same time, I'm going to play devil's advocate. If I'm the NFL and I'm Goodell.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. I completely understand what they're saying, because they don't want to deal with the logistics of that.
I know that it's all about money too. They'll get a, I don't know.
Yeah, especially if you get two teams from states that don't have as strict as us.
Yeah.
Right now, if you get Kansas City in the Super Bowl, you're telling me freaking Missouri has the same level of COVID restrictions that we do? Of course dude. Those people from the Midwest, they're not going to want to deal with that crap. And on top of that, I think honestly, the NFL doesn't want to deal with the logistics of that.
Yeah,
you can take this thing to Texas where they're saying like, yeah, sure, come on in. We don't give a shit. You don't need all the extra manpower to check vaccinations and check masks and all this crap. NFL doesn't want to deal with that.
They want to go, there or Miami, right? Or it was just in Miami last year, right? Yeah, exactly. So I don't know, man. Let's just hope it doesn't get moved. Come on.
We'll see. Right now, it sounds like they're just looking into contingency. It hasn't been official. Nothing official yet.
Well, because everyone's getting the big O right now, and a new variant's got to be coming out soon. It's going to be what? Who knows?
Well, I thought there was one already.
What is it?
I thought they just found another one yesterday in France.
What's it called?
Call our producer. Get a producer on the horn. Tell him to watch out.
All right. Well, since we're on the football, do you want to talk up some playoff scenarios? It's not that week 18 is like it's not as good as last week. I don't know. It's not really. What do you think? So if Niners win, they're in, right? At the Rams. But Rams need to win too for the division.
Exactly. So that's gonna be a great game.
Okay. I got it all right here. Colts.
There's a lot of scenarios. Go for it. Read it.
Colts beat the Jags. They're in. They're not going to lose the Jags, right? But you never know.
Never know, dude. Jags want to end their season on a high note. Maybe. Entice a new coach.
And then Chargers, Raiders, whoever wins that is in, right?
That's the game. That's the game to watch, I feel. There's a reason why it's the night game. That's going to be the best game.
I know. And then Saints are in if Niners lose, right?
Saints have to win
Niners
lose.
Yeah, okay.
Saints win, Niners lose, Saints are in.
And as much as we love Big Ben, dude, he still has a chance. So he needs to beat the Ravens. Yeah.
It's winner of that game, and then they need help, I believe.
They need the Jags. We're the biggest Jags fans this week. Which, you never know. Trevor Lawrence, can we have one good game this year? Yes, one good game.
It's not over yet, dude. I don't be surprised, dude. I mean, I know they're 15.5-point favorites against the Jags, but – I don't know, dude. Wait, shit has happened.
You're still over. If the Saints get in, you're saying watch out. And I think if Niners get in, I'm saying watch out. You think if Saints get in, watch out, right?
Correct. I'm still sold on the Saints a little bit. But, dude, did you see I think I texted in the group that scenario that if Jacksonville can actually beat the Colts and it doesn't matter what happens in the Steelers-Ravens game, that come the night game between Chargers and Raiders, both teams get in with a tie.
Oh, shit.
It's so first time it's ever happened in the NFL.
They could just do a kneel off, right? Just
exactly. So do you risk it and play the game with the chance that you might lose, or do you just say, hey, do you want to get in? We'll get into. Let's just take a knee for the whole entire game.
How awesome would that be?
That the NFL would lose their.
I would hammer the under before they.
The NFL would make them replay the game. I guarantee you, the NFL. Picture the NBA when they would rest players. How much they lost their mind, dude. The NFL would make them replay the game. Fans would be booing.
Yeah,
especially in Raider land, bro. Ooh, fans would not be happy.
That would be insane. I hope for it happens, dude. Right? Let's go Jags, dude. Let's go Jags.
If it happens, we're instantly going down to Champs to watch the Raider game with that crowd. Yeah,
with Oscar and James.
We're bringing Oscar. Oscar, you're coming. But dude, could you imagine? But there's so many scenarios. That's why it's like I was even looking at the standings, trying to figure out what are some potential first wild card matchups, and we still don't know.
You still don't know, right?
Nothing's locked in.
Nothing. Dude, we might get a three-peat of the Bills Pats. I know it's not locked in right now, but dude, right away, Bills Pats again.
And don't forget, you might get a three-peat of Chargers Chiefs.
Oh my gosh.
Because right now the Chiefs are the 2-seed. If the Chargers get in as the 7, you get a Chargers Chiefs round 3.
Oh my gosh.
Anything could happen. Bills pass 3-peat, Chargers Chiefs 3-peat.
Saints Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you could get a Cincinnati versus either a Baltimore or a Seattle 3.
Or no, you mean Pitt? You mean
Or hey, sorry. Seattle. I'm sorry. Steelers. But yeah, dude, it's
I think you're crazy. Foreshadowing that Wilson's gonna be on the Steelers next year. That's why you're thinking of Wilson.
Dude, that was next on my rundown.
That's where you we got PTI rundown right here, right?
Yeah, it's next on the rundown. Ding. Next letter.
There's two teams that you have. You think Browns and Steelers are a quarterback away, right?
Yes. Browns, I think, need to keep the nucleus together, though. I think Browns need to part ways with
Baker.
They need to keep the rest of the nucleus together.
But like Rodgers, too. Rodgers, but I don't know.
But here's my take. And I was actually listening to the herd earlier this morning, and he brought up a great point. Dude, what is harder to find in this league, a quarterback or a coach? A quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
It's 10 times harder to find a quarterback than a coach. If you're Seattle, you can't let Russell Wilson walk out the door. You say thank you for your service, Pete Carroll. We're going in a different direction now. And you got to bring in a coach that's going to work around Russell Wilson and give him what he needs. I think Seattle would be stupid to let go of Russell Wilson.
That's true. It's kind of an end of an era but you got to keep Wilson. You got to keep Carroll and Wilson. They had a great run together. But that's like when the Eagles got rid of Reed. That's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong because he was a bad coach. Just get, I think Carroll's his time's up.
Exactly. God, the Eagles are clinched, and the Eagles are just looking more and more enticing to me right now to win a playoff game than knocks
I know. Off
too, dude. Hey, when Jalen Hurts, man.
A team gets hot going in, dude. I know.
And I just thought of something too. Speaking of Pete Carroll, I just thought of this too, because I've been following, jump back to college real quick, the saga that is still going on with Chip Kelly here in Los Angeles, that apparently now his job is not secure. They're thinking about possibly not extending him after this month of January. So he could actually be out of a job this January.
Hurry up and
I think it'd be the stupidest idea for UCLA to do that. But could you imagine Seattle fires Pete Carroll?
And then we
go of Chip Kelly. We take Pete Carroll. I mean, wouldn't happen. I'm just thinking really outside the box here.
That would be insane.
Pete Carroll comes back to LA to coach the opposite team in Los Angeles.
Since we're on the QB, you know what's on the thing? Caleb Williams, he's going to SC, right? He's transferring to SC to play with Riley.
He has to.
Yeah.
I think so. Where else is he going to go? Where else? Why do you think he enters the transfer portal if he does not want to?
And that kid's unbelievable. So USC, like we were saying when Riley went there, like, dude, UCLA has no chance anymore, right, against USC. Yeah.
And
I mean, I don't know.
you, I guarantee you that that Riley's probably already talked to him. Riley's probably already spoken to him.
Yeah. And we're also on the. What do you think of this name image like this thing where players aren't playing the bowl games? You've been seeing that, right? People are saying. Does it bother you? I don't care if these guys, what's more important? Like, obviously these guys.
I get it. Your future is more important. Your future is always going to be more important. You know, college is going to survive. The college team is going to survive. It's not going to go anywhere. I mean, it just makes these bowl games a little bit harder to pick.
I know. And watch, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like Ellis, did you watch the game last night? That game was that game was horrible, bro.
I forgot that game was on. I turned it on at halftime and didn't even. I completely forgot it was on. I was like, why is this LSU case?
And why isn't Kelly able to coach? He's already officially coached. He's up in the. I don't get it.
They never do. I feel like they don't officially start till like spring practice. It's always kind of been like that. That's fine. Which is. I don't know. You don't want to start your season out 0-1 in a difficult game. You don't even know the players' names. You know.
Yeah. I was thinking.
Hey, number 56. You're in.
Yeah, LSU is already calling out, telling him to fire him because he loses his first game. Oh man, should we?
Well, speaking of college.
Speaking of college, those playoff games are terrible.
We called that too. New Year's games are always so much better, and we called that spot on, dude. Rose Bowl was probably the best game of the entire bowl season.
Even though Ohio State had all their backups in there, those guys, that's how good program they are. They got all their backups are better than half the start. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why Ohio State, for the long term, dude, Ohio State is still always going to be better than Michigan. I know they lost to Michigan this year, but Ohio State is still going to have better recruits than Michigan. They're gonna have more money to splash.
Good coach, good recruiting,
Oscar. Words to live by. Coach, good recruiting. And now they're already talking about Harbaugh. They're talking about Harbaugh. Is he going to go to NFL? Is Harbaugh going to go to the Jags?
That's going to be, dude, you'll see Harbaugh at a bar as well, too. I think that's bad news, right? Even though
I don't see it with Harbaugh. No, dude. He's going to be home Sunday after the game, pressing his khakis, drinking his glass of milk with his steak, getting ready for X's and O's charred? Monday practice.
Is the steak going to be charred?
Fatty cut, char the hell out of it. It's got to be a fatty cut, char the hell out of it.
Okay, that's down the road. I would love to see Harbaugh back in the NFL, right?
Yeah, face his brother again.
But that was a joke. George is just, dude, Dalvin Cook's brother? I didn't even know he was on the team. That guy was all up.
Dude, those playoff games were a joke, which, you know what, it leads me to believe, what are we doing now? What's your thought? What's your take for this championship game coming up now?
Well, you know we like Georgia all year. We've been both on him, right? What'd you say last week? You said – if whoever wins that Georgia-Michigan game is going to win, right?
I believe so, but the problem is I don't like the fact that Saban's getting points.
How could we honestly go to our bookie and say, give us Georgia minus -3. We're betting against Saban here getting the points. And then if we lose, what are we going to say? That's the dumbest bet we ever did, right?
Well, I know the dumbest bet we ever did, but we're not going to get back into that in Vegas. But, yeah, dude, it's just – I can't – in a game like this, what do you usually bet on? Who has the better coach? Who has the better quarterback? That is clearly Alabama. Alabama's coach is superior. Their quarterback is superior. How do you bet on Georgia? Georgia's front seven, though, is nasty.
I know.
Georgia's front seven did to Michigan what they should have done to Bama, but Bama did not allow it. How is their front seven going to do that against Bama again? You know?
There's two things. It's hard to beat a team twice in, a month? And the second thing, I think, did Atlanta Sports get over the curse after the Braves won? Maybe maybe. Dude, that would be amazing for Georgia, right?
The other thing is, I was reading an article, too. Georgia, did they even get up for the SEC championship game? Did they care about that game? They knew that they were in no matter what. They knew they could lose that game, and they're still going to get into the playoffs. Right? Did they
not
want to show all their cards maybe to Alabama in that game? Did they play it strategically?
Maybe, man. That's why I'm going with Georgia, dude. What about you? Dude, I'm going. We gotta stick with them, man. Right?
Do we have another pod before that game? Do I have to give a pick now?
Maybe we'll do a quick. We'll see. It just depends where our producer's been. He's drinking he's on his third bottle of vino, right?
Dude, hopefully he's not getting that new variant. The new variant in France is called IHU.
What? Nah, he's probably triple boosted.
he's drinking that good wine, French wine. So I mean that kills anything, right?
Oh man. You don't have to give a pick now, but in case we don't do another one, I'm gonna stick with Georgia, dude.
All right, you know what? I'll give my pick. My pick's going to be the under 52. These games are always slow to get out of the gate, I feel like.
Yeah, the first half under is usually always a solid bet, too. You're right.
Give me that then. Give me the first half under. Give me the game under. I like the under in these games because they're always slow to get out of the gate. They always feel each other out.
Yeah, kids are nervous, man. This is huge. I like it.
That might be my pick. I'll have to sleep on it. I'll have to sit on it a little. But
and we'll edit this out if Bama wins, right? We'll just say, "Oh no, we didn't take Bama." Oh no,
our
we
producer.
Didn't.
Yeah, our producer can work magic. He's got a touch.
Dude, should we get in some NFL picks? Even though it's hard to, I don't know, man.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
We've been talking a lot about Colts Jags. I'll take Jags plus 15 then, right? Just to hopefully make it interesting. What about you?
I like your ballsiness on that pick. I'm not going to take it though, but I'm going to give you a pick in a game that actually means absolutely nothing as well. Give me the home dog. Give me the New York Giants getting 7 points at home against Washington. Neither team have anything to play for. Divisional game.
Okay.
Still, you want to beat your division. Give me the Giants getting 7. They keep it close and I mean, we're off the rails at this point. We're betting on a week 18 games of, you know, two teams got a combined record of 10 and 22. Give me the home dog.
Give me Falcons, bro, plus four. The play spoiler, they beat them. Kick the Saints out. It's home dog. Let's go, Falcons. Let's go.
I'm going to stay away only because I did say I like the Saints to maybe pull off an upset in the playoffs. So I think I want the Saints to kind of get in. So I'm going to stay away from that. But home dogs, you know, we love the home dogs. Yeah. You know, another one that I kind of like, you know, call me crazy, dude. They're already eliminated. Give me the Dolphins getting 6.5 at home against New England.
I mean, all right. They always play New England tough. Yeah, I like that.
Lose by six. And we've been talking, dude. Tua is terrible, but that Dolphins defense, they can stop anybody, I think.
I like that. Give me Seahawks plus 6.5 in Arizona. If it is Wilson's last game, are they going to play hard for him? I mean, I know he might be back next year. Cardinals after a big win against Cowboys.
They did have a big win against Dallas. Yeah, so we all left Cardinals for dead, but the Cardinals are still showing up, man.
Maybe Seahawks plus 6.5. I don't know.
If you like it, run with it.
Yeah, run with it, right? We were hot last week, bro. I think we combined seven and one or something. Let's stay hot.
We did go 7-1. The one just cost us the parlay, though. I'm going to go with this, dude. Forgive me. Forgive me here, but you know what, dude? I'm going to say this is for Oscar. This is for Vicky Raiderette. This is for our boy Butters. This James. Is for James. This is for my girl, long-time follower, long-time friend, Christina, diehard Raiders fan. Dude, I'm going to take the Raiders in that game.
You're taking plus three.
Give me the Raiders plus three in Vegas. This game is the most important game of the weekend especially for these two teams. It's the most important game of the season for them. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think the Chargers are one of the most inconsistent teams in the league. I said I was also never going to take the Raiders again. But I'm taking the Raiders. This is the last regular season game of the year. Raiders, do not screw me. Do not screw me, Raiders. I'm taking the Raiders plus three.
I like that. I'm staying away because I'm going to be rooting for Herbert. But for the pod, we got to root for Raiders plus three, right? Or the kneel off. Or just kneel off and they both
get right. Everybody just take a knee the whole game. Take a knee the whole game. It's only if your Jags come through, though. If your Jags come through, Raiders, Chargers, just take a knee the whole entire game.
And watch. We'll do a live cam on Goodell with his thoughts on that, making calls to
just punt on first down every single possession. Punt on first down. Just kick the ball back and forth.
So if you're able to bet the under right now, take it before that bet gets voided, right? Before Sunday night.
I see 49.5. I don't know what you got. I got 49.5
by Sunday night. It could be at 3 points,
yeah,
3-3 tie.
Oh, but all come right, on, Raiders, go. Don't screw me. Just end the season for me, Raiders. Please, come on.
They've had a hell of a season, man.
You won for Madden last week. You had a
now win for
do
now,
what you
win
had to the, do for the Colts.
Now you're gonna win for the pod.
Yeah,
I say cover for the pod because I'm rooting for Herbert, but we'll see.
All right, Ray, you know what? Raiders lose by two.
Lose by two.
Lose by two. Lose by safety. Late door, back door safety for the Chargers to cover. That's what we need.
I like it. Oh, man. Let's see.
All right, man.
If I make this shot, the Raiders are going to win Sunday night. Right?
Bank? Are you calling bank or nothing but net?
I'm left-handed, so I'm doing right hand. I'm calling bank. Dude. The bank's always open. Actually, nothing but net for the Raiders. Ooh, I don't know if it. I don't know.
Best two out of three.
All right. Now we'll do left hand.
This is the one that really matters. This is the one that really counts.
All right, left hand. You got three. I'm like, who's the lefty on? Like D Fish.
We couldn't see it. It went in, right? It went in. It went in.
We're good. It went in. We're good. All right, bro. Go.
All right, man.
We'll talk this weekend, right? And maybe we'll do another. Yeah, we'll chat. All right. Later. All right. Later. Next one's 50.
Big 5-0.
Big 5-0, man.